Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have recently completed a study that looks at rural schools, K through 12 in Minnesota. Tell us about that.
Right. We just completed a recent research study on K-12 education, and this study is actually looking at how we can maintain or improve the quality of schools without actually increasing costs. When we first thought up this research report, the economic situation was just starting to get going. But, you know, the funding is always an issue mm-hmm. for K-12 schools, especially in rural Minnesota. And so we thought this would be an important study to try at this time.
So, in a nutshell, you've got about 30 seconds. are there some highlights, I guess, in this report that you could, you know, kind of bring to our attention?
Sure. Well, what we did with the report was we brought together researchers from three different organizations, from the U of M in the Twin Cities, in Duluth, and from the Wilder Foundation. And they went at the same issue in different ways. We have a literature review that looks at many different strategies and rates how they seem to have worked, you know, to give people a good idea of, you know, how they stack up against each other. We had another set of researchers who did a survey in focus groups with superintendents to find out from them what are the needs of school districts and administrators in rural Minnesota, and what are those top issues and what are their top priorities in what they're trying to achieve there. And then we also had a set of researchers who looked at what kind of strategies, they looked at four different strategies to see how they compared to each other and their usefulness in school districts. And then at the end, we put together a group of policy recommendations, the kind of an overarching list of recommendations to policymakers on what they should be thinking about when they're thinking about creating policies and setting up funding for rural school districts, and why rural districts are different.
So, yeah, you had to, I guess, first define why they're different mm-hmm. and then talk about some of the specific challenges that
right.
exist out there in rural mm-hmm. Minnesota. Some of that come to mind, of course, are there's immigrant population issues, mm-hmm. I presume, that create some challenges. There are also special education needs mm-hmm. that get to be rather expensive for rural school districts and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that what some of the stuff that you
it
ran
is,
into?
It is. And actually, the biggest factors are declining enrollment, which everybody
yes.
knows about, an aging taxpayer base, mm-hmm. you know, which is a big change that's happening in lots of rural school districts. And also distance just happens to be a really big factor. It takes
yep.
up time and it eats up, you know, time is money,
yep.
you know, and it just eats up a lot of resources.
Well, is this going to be available online?
It will be. It'll be online. It should be ready by the end of this week, and we'll be releasing it about the same time.
All right. So look for that at ruralmn.org. Well, thanks so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner, and we'll catch you next week.